This is the Midday Brief for Friday, August 23rd. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. China has announced new retaliatory tariffs against the United States. China's cabinet said starting September 1st, it will impose tariffs on $75 billion worth of U.S. products in response to the Trump administration slapping punitive tariffs on $300 billion of Chinese goods. China plans to impose tariffs of 5% and 10% on what amounts to roughly the remaining U.S. imports it has yet to impose punitive taxes on. It said it will also impose tariffs on U.S. vehicles and car parts instead of holding off on such a plan. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said the central bank was prepared to provide more stimulus if a global economic slowdown hurts the U.S. economy, but he stopped short of signaling the start of a more aggressive easing campaign. Mr. Powell spoke at the Fed symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. A court victory for Qualcomm. A federal appeals court granted a request by Qualcomm to stay a decision by a district judge that ordered major changes to how the company licenses its technology. The ruling, a defeat for the Federal Trade Commission, halts for now a ruling that found Qualcomm committed an array of antitrust violations. For more, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app.